Shalom. Hello. Topic of the lesson today is the portion of Truma, donation. We'll read selected excerpts. So the title is Raise a Contribution for Me from Every Man Whose Heart is Willing. Number one, by the Rabash. Take among you a contribution to the Lord, meaning that the vessels of reception of a person will give to the Creator, which is called annulment in devotion to the Creator. By giving the awakening to raise the hay from the dust, the Creator will help from above. So it is, whoever is of a willing heart shall bring it. This means that the whole heart will agree to the matter of devotion to the Creator. Whoever is of a willing heart shall bring it, called he who comes to purify is aided. But before this, we must begin the work with faith above reason in both mind and heart, meaning in order to bestow.
With this action, it works out like this. That we cancel ourselves, annul our malchut. We don't work with our will to receive. Rather, we wish to rise above it. And when we annul this one part, we receive from the Creator nine other parts, which complete our malchut. And in this way, we become similar to the Creator. We are ready to act like Him according to the degree of incorporation of the nine qualities above the malchut. This is called Truma, raise a contribution. Truma means Tom Hashem, meaning raise yourself from your malchut, from your will to receive, to the Creator. How high? As high as you can until in self, infinity. This is the meaning of nine sefirot. Before you are at your disposal, as much as you can annul yourself in one part, nine other parts you receive from above, and they are yours. I don't have much more to add. If you have questions, please ask. Kiev, as usual.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда я себя отменяю, это же еще не значит, что я включаюсь с 9 первых.
When I express myself,
it's enough for the Creator to start working on you. If you don't want to work with your will to receive, and that only the Creator will be before you, His quality of bestowal that will appear in you, and that's why you're annulling your will to receive completely. You don't want to work with it. That's enough for these qualities of bestowal to be able to be included in you gradually.
What does it mean that the Creator starts working with me?
To the extent that you annul yourself, He begins to bestow to you His qualities of bestowal. That's it.
Это свойство товарищей моих, в которых я включаюсь.
It's the quality of my friends that I live in them.
No, it's the upper light that comes to you from above, giving you an opportunity to incorporate more with the friends and with the Creator. Then you begin to attain just how much you are in the world that is all good, flawless. Rather, all the flaws are in you, because you can't annul and restrict your ego and connect with the world. And there's no evil in reality except for your will to receive.
А как я поднимаюсь к Творцу? Вот вы сказали.
How do I rise to the Creator?
By attaining this fact more and more.
Факт, какой факт?
Безе, шата масик, ши хуц мимха, коля улам, укуло.
What fact? The fact that the entire world outside of you is the abstract upper light without any boundaries and any limits. And it's all according to your annulment. And everything you have, the friends, the world, is in order for you to annul yourself and to be more and more connected to the upper light.
I annul myself towards the friends, towards their qualities. What does that mean?
Yeah, of course. They gave you a certain mechanism, a system, this instrument on which you have to work.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот я, получается, работаю только над своей самоотменой. Я же не могу.
It turns out that I work only on my self-annulment, because I can't bestow by that to the friends.
You have to show your friends your spiritual work. You have to give them an example of your spiritual work. When it appears to you that you are helping them, but in truth, by that you are building yourself. This is part of your inner work, of your personal work, by which you also arrange yourself.
It turns out that I, through the friends, am asking to correct my inner qualities, and also for the connection with them, for integrating with them.
For the time being, you can think this is so. Later, you'll find that there's no friends, there's no world, it's all your will to receive. Rather, now, in order to annul your will to receive, to arrange your will to receive correctly, you feel that there's you and the world, and they're at odds and opposite one another, and so on and so forth. It's all so that you would work more correctly with the will to receive. Relate to it in parts, in each and every part, differently, separately, and so on and so forth. That's how we work with the shattering. Otherwise, we won't be able to overcome the entire complex of desires. Okay. What is PT
32?
If I understood correctly, incorporation is always in the next degree, in a higher degree, incorporating in the qualities of the upper one, and not in the area where I am.
Who can you be included in your own area?
Start with the friends.
If you annul yourself, you're already at a higher degree. If you annul yourself and you incorporate in the others, it means that you're raising yourself to a higher degree. You annul yourself.
Gilad?
Gilad? Number
2. Rabash, raise a contribution for me. From where? From every man whose heart is willing, you shall take my contribution. The question is, from whom can we take a contribution? Meaning that he is able to lift himself up to the Creator. He replies about this, from every man whose heart is willing. The Zohar said that it is he who is a man, meaning a man of war, the war against the evil inclination. In other words, every person who wants to enter the war, as it is written, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination, meaning wage war against it.
Each
time we wish to rise to a higher degree,
זה לא יכול להיות אלא על ידי זה שאנחנו עושים מלחמה
עם can't be accept through waging war on our ego, and only in this way can we step on it and rise above it.
אי אפשר אחרת.
There is no other way.
שאלות?
Questions?
אין.
None.
אם זה הכל ברור שעל ידי ביטול אנחנו עולים למדרגה יותר.
If it's clear that through annulment we go to a higher degree, then what's stopping us from annulling ourselves? There's a group, they're friends. Some of them I reject, some of them I dislike, some of them are like this, some of them like that. So there is a seemingly a beautiful example. Towards what can I annul my own ego?
That's
it, in order to connect with them as they are. Except I need to annul myself, since I don't want to interrupt the connection between us. So how do I do it relative to each and every friend and towards the friends, relative to the friends together? A workshop. A workshop. Gilad, please repeat it.
How do I annul myself towards
all each and every friend and all the friends together in order to rise to the next degree? So, workshop. Himself.
Number 3, from Shamati. In the verse, from every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my donation. This is the meaning of substance of a donation of sanctity. In other words, how does one come to the state of an offering? Through sanctity. This means that if one sanctifies oneself with the permitted, he thus comes to a state of donation, which is the Shekhinah, called my donation. This is the meaning of every man whose heart makes him willing. All of his heart, meaning if he donates all of his heart, he is rewarded with my donation, to adhere to the Shekhinah.
Meaning, if a person is capable, instead of his will to receive that he has towards the society, mainly towards the society, he can measure himself relative to the Creator. So if towards the society, towards the ten, he can each time make concessions on his will to receive in order to come closer to the friends, this means that he is raising a donation, contribution. This means that he is raising all his parts, one by one, towards sanctity, to bestow. And in this way, he is building his vessel of bestowal in general, and it comes to a place where in these vessels, the Creator can then appear.
What you asked about annulling, if I ask every friend in the world, Kli, everybody knows how to do it, everybody read Rabash, but what you're asking, so why didn't you do it? Why aren't we doing it?
Why aren't we doing it? They can't do it. They have to ask. They have to ask. To get the force of annulment from the Creator. What do you think? You can do it. The fact that a person agrees with it, this means agreement and potential. When a person agrees to annul himself, it's good. Anyone can say that. But what comes next? Go do it. If we're going to start doing it by ourselves, we'll come only to a state where we'll be proud of our actions, because all of our actions will be inside our will to receive. Therefore, all of our work is only in prayer. We can't do anything correctly, correct spiritually. Only in prayer, when the Creator will do the work, we have to draw a line, a boundary between what I do in corporeality, preparation, the group, Congress, lesson, questions, answers, all those things, meals for the 10, all those things, no problem, we'll do it. Whereas spiritual correction, even the smallest, can take place only when I'm raising a prayer to the Creator, and the Creator performs the correction. The force of bestowal, the force of the light is in His hands, not in mine. And so we need to create a clear separation here. I raise man, and the Creator in return is correcting me, and not the other way around. And so I'll never have pride for acquiring a quality of bestowal. Since what did I acquire? The Creator came down, He arranged new vessels for me, new qualities, and then I have them.
Sorry for being stubborn, but this too, we know. We work on it. For a few days we've been working. Why can't we ask?
You have to show one another that this is what you're doing. It doesn't matter how much, because when each one is showing the others, he's helping the other develop a desire to ask as well. From the will to receive, we come to a place where we ask.
Just to show them I'm asking out in the public, it works?
It works on the friend, and then the friends will do it, and it will work on you. This is called each will help his friends.
Если я хочу сильную большую десятку, чтобы все были на уроках и чтобы все были.
If we want a big strong 10 that everybody will be in the Congress and lessons, so my ego desires it. So I'll to rise above it.
If you want a strong 10, you want it inside your ego, that's true. Do it so your 10 will be strong. Ask the Creator. Ask the Creator to bring this force and give you and all the friends the force of bestowal. Then you have a strong 10. Of course, it's what the ego wants for now, because you're imagining your spiritual ascent still within your ego. Also, the end of correction is something you are depicting within your ego, how good it is. But gradually, what you're thinking now, it will flip, and you'll see that we actually want bestowal, connection, something outside of us. Let the light do this action.
Kavkaz.
Kavkaz.
Sorry in advance about the question. I don't know how you'll take it, but I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. Can the prayer be right if we ask from the Creator in the 10 to give us the force to annul in order to make the Rav happy? Because you, for us, is everything. That's why we'd want to make you happy. Would that be a pure prayer?
I don't think you need to think of me, speak of me, and pray for me. It's all according to the Creator's calculation, how much I shall have, how much I'll be with you. If you'll do well, I'll be with you for a long time. Don't worry, everything will work itself out. So it's better that we focus on our ascent. How can we rise to a degree where we can give contentment to the Creator? Chaver 10.
When we are speaking to the ten, we're praying together. When we're not connected during the day or on Zoom, so we pray for it. Does that count as being from the ten?
Yes, each one who thinks of the ten is considered praying for the ten. The one.
And what is the annulment in the ten expressed?
When you surrender towards the friends and you want only to raise them, even at your expense. You care only about them. This is the meaning of annulling towards them. And it's best if you read some Rabash articles about the society, PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean when a person sanctifies himself?
Everything you see is an opportunity for bestowal, he's using. Moscow 5.
I
can't hear you. Cannot hear you.
Tov. No.
Okay.
No. Научите его.
Давай потренируемся.
Гилад.
Что звук пропал?
Это мистер Арба.
Гилад.
Number 4. The title, and let them make me a temple and I will dwell within them. A man's heart should be a temple for the Creator. As it is written, and let them make me a sanctuary and I will dwell among them. One should be rewarded with the presence of the Shekhinah. As our sages said, the merciful one needs the heart, meaning that all the Creator needs is man's heart, so as to give him what he wishes to give him.
That's true. So, other than our heart, the Creator wants nothing. Even in our heart, in our body, the heart is the most important organ. Also, the Creator considers our spiritual heart, on which everything, our spiritual degree, depends on our spiritual feeling. Our heart, we build it from our common desires. As much as we're ready to put our common desires together and to the Creator, from that our heart is built. And the Creator is built inside our heart. Because for now, for the time being, we don't have a heart. We don't have a common desire. When we build it and we aim it towards the Creator, then it turns out we're building the heart and the Creator is already in it. So in this way we receive our heart from everyone and put the Creator in it. New York 4.
There's a little bit of a problem in action. When we show the friends love, it's as if we're pouring water on that fire of hatred that's inside of us. So it's confusing on how to keep the fire burning when we're trying to show love externally.
I don't
know what to tell you. Seth, I don't know what to tell you. We need to act. Even when there is mutual repulsion between the members of the group, and this is something the Creator arranges, he's arranging that repulsion. We work above that repulsion. This is called, my sons have defeated me. We want above the mutual repulsion that he's awakening in us. We want to connect above it. Since only in this way can we build the soul. So each time
again and again make actions against that rejection. Maybe that rejection will remain, but we will rise above it, and the rejection of Paul will be even greater, since he was greater than his friend. His inclination is greater, and then we'll rise again and more until all the rejections, all the connections will be one against the other as two lines, and the Creator appearing between them.
The problem is there's a lot of, for example, there's a lot of hatred that rises inside of the ten, and all of the friends are trying to cover it with love. And so what happens is we just smooth all of the hatred until the hatred just goes away and the hatred quiets down until it's nice and calm in the
Lama,
tent.
Lama, Lama.
It's a problem.
Why? Why aren't you raising it to the Creator as a prayer? We have hatred. We wish to turn it into love. You should raise that to the Creator. Show him which hate and what kind of love you wish to attain on top of it. You have to turn to the Creator with that. Otherwise, you're erasing the hatred and you have nothing with which to turn to him. There's no case. Okay.
That's the problem. That's our problem, I think.
אז לפנות לבורא, לא לעשות שום דבר.
But turn to the Creator. Don't do anything with the hate. All the better. Make sure it's bigger. Don't think it's going to be less in the next degree. It's going to be more. And you turn to the Creator together for him to correct it. This is his job. Our job is to ask for correction. His job is to correct. And that's how we do it.
בכל המדרגות עד גמר התיקון.
In all the degrees, until the end of correction, we always only ask for corrections. And for him, from him come the corrections. Why did he break the vessel? Okay.
Tov. Piti 20.
Piti 20.
После наших собраний в Zoom'е мы каждый раз там читаем молитву.
After our gatherings in the Zoom, we read a prayer. We want to complete a prayer. But it became like a formal thing. And we want it to be true. What should be a prayer?
You have to come to such a prayer that you're certain you're going to get an answer. And then this prayer will be real and not just formal.
UK.
Rav, in the preparation of the lesson, we were asked to write a common prayer in the ten. And think about it during the lesson. So we wrote a prayer, and I want to ask you if you would recommend us to add anything else to it. Creator, grant us a strength.
בורא, תן לנו כוח
to see friends corrected in my eyes.
לראות את החברים מתוקנים בעיניים שלי.
And help us to be in one desire, one prayer to you for your sake in order to bring contentment
אליך, לטובתך,
to you above all the states in joy.
מעל כל המצבים בשמחה.
יפה מאוד.
Very nice.
יפה מאוד.
Very nice.
נו. זה אתם עשיתם כולם או אתה?
You all put it together or you wrote it?
We did it together.
Together. יופי.
Good. Good. Well, beautiful.
Raf, we wanted to make it, bring a bit more envy into world clear, that we're working very hard day in and day out.
אתם בסדר גמור.
you guys are completely fine. You see how I pay attention to you, especially. You're trying. Yep. You're trying.
Ita three.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, good day.
Rav, tu hai appena detto che non dobbiamo sperare.
You just said that we don't need to hope that the moment we come to the degree that the hatred will drop, will actually grow. What's the difference between the state that we will reach, meaning with which means we can face this greater hatred?
Look, as much as we can go above reason, we will be given more obstacles. Obstacles are revealed especially in the hatred between us and with the weakness of our connection with the Creator. Two things. So as much as we try to overcome it by all kinds of actions, habits, we're not in this world for no reason, because we can fall completely from spirituality and only to the extent that we decide between us and the Ten in a mechanical way of this world, the connections, so these connections can help us come back to spirituality. Let's say spirituality is up to here, so we fall from spirituality, go beneath the border, and fall into corporeality. If we, in corporeality, don't keep our habits in the 10 workshops, lessons, so we have no chance in coming back to spirituality. So we fall below from this masach, from this barrier. We work here again and raise ourselves by the habits, by the prayers. The Creator raises us back upward. That's why all of our work is to constantly also guard ourselves, keep our corporeal habits. The corporeal habits come to the lesson, the whole group. Connect a few times a day, the whole group, and so on and so on. Perform actions of this world, because we will need to take all these actions through the whole path, the whole way when we rise in spirituality, always. We fall into corporeality, we awaken the Rishimot, we raise them up to spirituality and correct them. Fall into even a deeper corporeality, even deeper, until we completely hate each other, want to kill each other, hate everything, to such greater degrees of hate. And then, like Rabbi Shimon from the market, we have examples from great Kabbalists that fell themselves in such descents and horrible states. That's why our work is also that we won't be led into spirituality if we won't determine a true corporeal form that is stabilized correctly between us. Because if we rise to spirituality and then we will be let go, we won't be able to keep the corporeality if we didn't formulate it correctly. We need to reach a spiritual ascent in such a way that we can also keep the corporeal form. Lessons, workshops, connections throughout the day, all these things must be like clockwork, just working precise. And not that, sometimes they come to the lesson, sometimes they don't, and so on. That won't help a person. We need to prepare the foundation degree, because we fall to it from spirituality, and from it we need to rise to spirituality every time. That's called the righteous will fall and rise 1,000 times. Hebrew 10.
We can feel that this Congress is going to be really, really powerful, important Congress. There are many states in the tens during this preparation, receive things individually as a ten. Yeah, and previously you spoke about how not to miss this opportunity when states come, and for us to use them correctly and not sort of calm them down. How to not miss out on all those great opportunities we're getting?
If you're connected to their friends, and so more and more, you won't miss any opportunity. If you don't pay attention that you're disconnecting from the 10, so all the opportunities will just pass by you. That's why all of the preparation to realize the Congress correctly is only to be in my 10.
And we're still getting states, and we see the people, some of them come, some of them can't make it. What can the 10 do to maintain it and not to miss the opportunity?
Force them, talk to them somehow, but to really put pressure, create such an atmosphere that they won't be able to disconnect. It's a big problem. But still, just so you know, that only those who are connected between them in a constant way every day, only they can enter spirituality. So instead of a 10, an 8 will go in, or a 6. Doesn't matter, but the rest, they'll fall. They'll fall. You'll go and attain, and they will be there below, in all their garbage. They'll be dealing in garbage. It's a fun two, north two.
What
does the Creator want from us, the creatures?
To discover Him. That's what's written. What your God is demanding from you is to discover Him. Oh, to fear Him, sorry. To fear Him. PT9.
No.
Well?
PT9.
PT9. There's no connection, or they don't want. Okay. PT35.
Shalom, Rav.
I have no desire, no need to ask about the friends. I have the need to ask the Creator for necessities outside the tent that I feel are causing me to slow down the work in the tent. Can I ask Him for these things?
Won't help you. Ask whatever you want, but it won't help you. That's how the whole world is asking.
Well, it's a family. I feel like it's stopping me from advancing in the tent.
It won't help you, I'm telling you. You can ask whatever you want. Ask. Do whatever you want. If you ask for your egoistic desire, so it has nothing to do with us. It's your business. So why are you between us? You need to be between people who are asking for family. That's it. That's called going in the synagogue where the landlords pray. They ask for that. That it'll be, they'll have peace at home, or that's called family. And pray with them. We're not asking for our families. You won't read it in any article of Kabbalists. And not for anything, because the Creator is organizing all these states and work and the family in this world through the pandemic, everything. The Creator is setting this up to give us an environment, the correct environment to advance spiritually. That's why we're only asking for spiritual advancement, and by that, the Creator will obviously give us, by that He'll take away the problems of the corporeal world. Azerbaijan.
Раф Любим, здравствуйте. Вы сейчас трепет упомянули. В статье пишется, что все в руках небес, кроме трепета.
You mentioned trepidation, fear. It's written in the article that everything is in the hands of heavens except for the fear of heavens. How do we attain it? Do we ask for it?
Gradually a person reaches a state that he has fear, that he has fear. And then he feels more and more how he's dependent and connected to the Creator, that only the Creator can organize this whole process, or a person is already in a state that he's concerned about his ten and even the world, and then he reaches fear, the true fear. And then above that, he acquires fear, which is called that he is concerned if he can give contentment to the Creator. It'll all come. Just don't follow your desire or mind, but only what Kabbalists write us. Unity 3.
Учитель, подскажите, вот в десятке я, например,
help us understand in the ten, for example.
А вот двоих вот ну с большим трудом.
I'm entering seven friends into their hearts, but there are two more friends with whom I have a lot of difficulties.
Pray for it and that's it. Gilad.
Excerpt number 5. When the temple was ruined, is written, and let them make me a temple and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, of holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. As it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator and only the action pertains to the creatures. The light is called a blessing from the Creator, as it is written, and I will bless you in all that you do.
Center 1.
Can a person come to the king's gate and turn around?
Of course, yes. But those are specific, unique cases. Usually, a person already keeps going. When we're at our times in the last generation, I don't think such malfunctions can take place. PT 29.
יותר כמו תודה רב התפילה צריכה לראות יותר כמו בקשה
should the prayer be more like a request for the perfect state or a request for the correction?
The correction or the perfect state, to me it's the same thing. The perfect state, let's say that, it'll be clear. Prayer has to be a request for the perfect state. Haifa 10.
To fill the friend's deficiency in the most precise way.
You don't need to know the friend's deficiency precisely. You need to pray for the whole 10, that all of these deficiencies, that the Creator already knows how to organize them, He will give them the correct answer. You pray in such a way, you ask the Creator, I'm asking for the friends, I'm asking for my brothers, take care of them, correct them, fill them, reveal yourself to them, do everything to them. That is my request. I have no other requests for you, only to take care of my friends. I want to see them, that they have received the corrections and the fulfillment from you, and that they are in a state that they want it. That's it. If you, in such a way, ask from the Creator, that's called that you are as Malchut towards all your friends as the first 9, and that is a great role.
Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, what makes one's heart is willing while under the control of will to receive an ego?
Nothing. Only maybe by envy, by getting an awakening from the articles of Rabash. That's our, in another way, our heart won't agree, only gets an impression from it. We are starting our spiritual advancement in a way that we don't even understand how it is, from envy usually. Okay. Well, Gilad, where were you? You finished 5?
Yeah, excerpt number 6. It is written, and they shall take a donation for me from every man, from anyone who is called a man, who has overcome his inclination, whose heart moves him, meaning who is desired by the Creator. It is written, my heart said to you,
שרצון האדם לרדוף ולהשתדל אחר הקדוש ברוך הוא.
Sorry, how do we know that the Creator wants him and places his dwelling in him? Of course, we know that there the divinity dwells. Then we need to acquire this man with full price, connect with him and learn from him. And on that we learn, buy yourself a friend with a full price. We should buy him in order to be rewarded with divinity that is in him. This is how far we must chase a righteous man and buy him.
That means a Creator. Zichron 2.
שלום לכולם. שאלה של חבר.
Question from a friend. The fact that I don't feel hate or rejection towards my friends and the path and the teacher, is that pointed the fact that I'm not connected enough or correctly?
Everybody goes through all kinds of states. The main thing is that you keep searching how to advance more and more. Advance in the connection with the friends, and from them a connection with the Creator. That's the main thing. From the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. Are you always strengthening yourself on the path, even though you still feel far from doing it in practice, but still you are going to organize for yourself such an approach for yourself?
Hello,
Achikam from Martin is asking how to strengthen faith and confidence that the Creator will finish the job for us in the ten and in life.
He's in your ten?
Yeah, he can't speak right now. He's got a problem.
Okay. So I don't understand why what he doesn't understand. Can you explain his question?
He feels he's going through a descent. It's difficult for him. He wants to grow stronger in his faith. That the end, as you say, is clear. But now I can't feel it. So how to grow stronger with the faith that the Creator will finish the work eventually?
That he works less with his brain. Work with his brain less and more in what's written in Rabash articles. That's it. That's what will help him. Our work isn't in our minds, but only in doing what Kabbalists tell us to do. Only connecting the group. That's all I have to attain. And in the connection of the group, I reveal the Creator. That's it. Give him regards and tell him to love himself a bit less.
Thank you, we'll send him.
А вот что значит, что все-таки принесут мне приношение от каждого человека, и там находится Творец?
What does it mean that I was given donation from everyone?
Maser. The tenth part of the ten I'm in. That tenth part is me. So instead of that, I bring Maser.
А что значит, там находится Творец?
And that, it's like in a vessel, then you reveal the Creator. And seven.
Excerpt number seven. This is Baal Sulam says that the place where the Creator is revealed is called Shina, divinity. And the Creator is called Shochen, the dweller. However, when is he called Shochen, dweller, where there is someone who attains the dweller? At that time, he says that Shochen and Shechina are not two things, but one. That is, the Shochen is called light without a kli. And the Shechina is the place where the Creator is revealed. It follows that all that there is in the place where the Creator is revealed is the Creator and nothing else. However, there is light and kli, meaning there is a kli that attains the light. It therefore follows that the place where the Creator has chosen to set his name is, as we learn, that we need to correct our vessels of reception to be in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And this is the meaning of equivalence of form. Then, in that place, the name of the Creator appears.
Turki Free.
Question from my friends. My family is happy when I do my traditional worship, although I don't believe it. I do it for them, but then the fear of getting away from my tent surrounds me. How should I achieve this balance?
Read what Baal HaSulam writes about the last generation. Each one can remain in his own religion. You have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is no connection. We don't understand it, but there is no connection between religion and attaining the Creator or the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can be Muslim or Jewish or Christian in all kinds of forms. It doesn't matter. It's just prayer that each and every one can go and do. But the attitude towards the Creator on behalf of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's something else. It's attaining. And it has nothing to do with one another. We don't understand how that can be, that it doesn't disturb and you can be in both, even in one person. We don't understand it yet, but that's how it's going to be. That's why keep doing it and keep doing that, and you'll see later on that all of humanity in the end needs to also reach the fact that they're keeping their religions and also attaining the Creator. And there won't be any demand from anyone to leave their religion. Completely not.
Oh, Gilad Matza.
Oh, Gilad found it.
It's from the writings of the last generation. The religious form of all the nations has to obligate its members first and foremost in love of others, as love your friend as yourself. Where the one who is qualified and lucky, skillful and lucky, will not enjoy from society compared to the weaker friend. And this should be the religion for all the nations within the framework of communism.
And that's what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. It brings connection, unity, equality, and mutual concern, each and every one for the others.
And outside of the religious forms that have nothing to do with the economy and the other customs, each one will have its own form and should not touch it. Meaning, other than the matter of love your friend as yourself, each nation can follow its own religion and its own customs and traditions, and one should not interfere with the other.
That's why we have no problem with any method in the world. We're just concerned how the good connection between us, between all of us, in all of humanity, reach a state that we reach a good life, and also spirituality, also corporeality, become as one. And no religion isn't harmed or canceled, and all the ceremonies that we do, each one in his own religion and his own faith, please keep going. Again, I'm saying we still don't understand how it has to take place, but with no doubt, it's only to wait patiently and it will happen. It's not for no reason that we're in the last generation. We'll talk about it after the Congress and hope that we'll already understand more thanks to the Congress. So for now, let's
sing a song and after that, women's lesson.
Awakening your soul, this is a message from above. It's time to roll. Somewhere inside your heart, you know change, it's time for love to
change.